honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, security chiefs reassure government of adequate measures to deal with incidents of violence. Government blames unscrupulous individuals for activities of foreigners in illegal mining. FADA procures 270 tractors to help farmers prepare the land for farming. Police raid baby-making factory in Nigeria's Imo State. Kenya appeals to UN Security Council to halt trial against President Uhuru Kenyatta by the ICC. And Russia defends sale of advanced air defense missiles to Syria following Israeli raids on Damascus. First, a summary by Jonathan Thompson.
Following yesterday's high-profile meeting of the country's security chiefs at the Flagstaff House, government has given the assurance that the security situation in the country is calm, despite a few skirmishes in some parts of it. At the meeting, heads of the various security agencies said they are on top of their work and adequate measures are in place to mitigate incidences of violence. The Minister of Lands, Forestry and Natural Resources, Alhaji Nusa Fuseni, has blamed some selfish Ghanaian citizens for the continuous activities of foreigners and illegal mining in the country. Speaking on Behind the News, the minister said without the involvement of the citizens, it will be practically impossible for these foreigners to operate. The Savannah Accelerated Development Authority has procured 270 tractors to help farmers plow their land. This is part of efforts to increase food production in the SADA operating areas. Its chairman, Al-Hassan Andani, said the authority wants to teach people to fish instead of giving them fish. A baby-making factory has been discovered in Nigeria. Reports say 17 pregnant teenage girls and 11 babies from the factory have been rescued by the police. The rescued girls say they were all impregnated by a 23-year-old man who has been arrested. The woman at the center of the sale of the babies is still at large. And Kenya has pleaded with the UN Security Council to scrap charges brought against its president by the International Criminal Court. Uhuru Kenyatta is facing charges of crimes against humanity for his role in the 2007 election. Kenya's ambassador to the UN, Macharia Kamau, said the country is not asking the council for deferral, but immediate termination of the case at Hague.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. Government has again assured Ghanaians that the country is calm and there is no cause for alarm, even in the face of a few skirmishes in some parts of the country. At a high-level meeting to review the country's security at Flagstaff House in Accra, heads of the various security agencies said they are on top of their work and adequate measures are in place to mitigate incidences of violence. The meeting reviewed the recent murder in Kumasi and Obuasi, activities of foreign illegal miners, and fire outbreaks in the markets. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, the Minister of the Interior, Kwesi Ahoy, sat in the meeting with the Chief of the Defence Staff, Vice Admiral Matthew Kwasi, and Service Commanders, the Acting Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Alassan, Director General of the Ghana Prisons Immigration and Fire Service. The others were the National Security Coordinator, Lieutenant Colonel Larry Bevlolati, the Director of the Bureau of National Investigation, and the Coordinator of NADMO, the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, who briefed the media after the meeting, said issues of improving joint patrols and measures to resource the security agencies to be swift in response to situations were discussed. This does not only impact positively on citizens, but the investor community as well.
Broadly, it is to create a safer society for all of us, enhance the confidence of the public, and to continue to build on the work that has been done by the President in marketing the country as a safe investment destination. And so these are broadly the issues that the meeting dealt with.
Mr. Ayariga hinted on some of the critical areas that were extensively discussed.
Fire service provided some indications of work that is taking place in terms of investigating the causes of the fires and measures that they are taking to deal with those ones. For instance, they have started working with the Ghana Police Service to increase the surveillance around markets. The police service started the patrols around the markets, but there was a need to do it with the fire service because it became obvious that the fire service would be able to give the police some better pointers as to where to carry out surveillance. The meeting adopted an approach that looked at the Galamsey issue comprehensively. There's a realization that it's an issue that cuts across different sectors. There's a simple issue of the legislative framework for granting permits and concessions for people to carry out small-scale mining activities.
On relations between security agencies and the media, the minister said the Chief of the Defence Staff, Vice Admiral Kwasi, again apologised for the manhandling of a media person at the last Independence Day anniversary. He noted that though the attack is uncalled for, both personnel must learn to appreciate each other.
The CDS did apologise for what happened at the Independence Square, and we have discussions regarding going forward measures to draw the proper relationship between the media and the security personnel. Because there's a need for that understanding between the media and the security personnel, because when they have to deal with a specific security situation, they also require the cooperation of the media.
At the Flagstaff House, to pay a courtesy call on President Mahama was a former president of Nigeria, Major General Yakubu Gowon. He is attending an anti-money laundering conference in Accra.
Haskalina Dadevo reporting.
President John Mahama, who is the Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, on the 28th of March, appointed a new Chief of the Defence Staff and Service Chiefs. In view of this, they have been promoted to new ranks. Their new designations are Chief of the Defence Staff, Vice Admiral Matthew Kwasi, Chief of the Army Staff, Major General Richard Kwame Opokwedusei, Chief of the Navy Staff, Rear Admiral Jeffrey Maudi Bearcraw, and Chief of the Air Staff, Air Vice Marshal Michael Samson Oje. A statement signed by the Director of Public Relations of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawini Atintandi, urged all media houses to endeavour to use the appropriate designations, ranks and names in their reportage.
The Constitution Review Implementation Committee, set up by government to implement the recommendations made by the Constitution Review Commission, has met the Ghana Catholic Bishops' Conference in Accra to discuss the Church's role in the process. The chairman of the committee, Professor Emmanuel Victor Oware Dankwa, disclosed to Radio Ghana that its work is on track and will soon send a report to President Mahama.
The Accra Regional Police Command has responded to a request by the Judicial Service to expand security coverage at the premises of the Supreme Court following a ruling for the counting of the pink sheets. It says the new security arrangement involves detailing personnel for both night and non-sitting court days, including weekends. A statement signed by its public affairs officer, DSP Freeman Tetti, said the arrangement is to improve security at the court premises but not to intimidate people or tamper with any exhibits in the custody of the court. It said the Supreme Court is not under siege, as it is being suggested in the section of the media. The statement added that the police are only there with the sole purpose of assisting with crowd control and securing the court premises for a smooth conduct of proceedings. It said the police presence is on the invitation of the judicial service with a security arrangement regulated by the judicial service.
Government says a few unscrupulous citizens are to be blamed for the continuous activities of foreigners in illegal mining in the country. Speaking on Behind the News last night, the Minister of Lands, Forestry and Natural Resources, Alhaji Nusa Fuseini, blamed selfish individuals for collaborating with the foreigners. He said without the involvement of the citizens, it will be practically impossible for these foreigners to operate.
The government of this republic has means no words in saying that foreigners and illegal small-scale mining cannot be tolerated. The law prohibits any foreign national from engaging in small-scale mining. So even if a Ghanaian has a license to engage in small-scale mining in the Ghanaian facility, encourages or promotes involvement of a non-Ghanaian in the small-scale mining business in this country, that Ghanaian and the foreigner will be flouting the laws of the country.
Right, Alhaji, it's a worrying development, but the irony is that you rather see the Ghanaian fronting for the foreigner. Surely the Ghanaian is entitled to a concession. They go, what we hear is that they later lease the concession to the Chinese and other nationals. So how are you going to solve this problem?
That is the irony of the situation, that Ghana doesn't see itself as obliged under any law, international or local, to provide employment to foreign nationals. Ghana, because of the mandate given by the people of this country to the government has duty and responsibility to provide employment for the people, for citizens of this country. Government sees small-scale mining as a tremendous avenue for providing employment for the people of this country. That was why government took the decision as far back as 1989 to legalize small-scale mining. But what do you see? You see a network of conspiracy involving some unscrupulous Ghanaians, thieves and landlords, getting together to make their land available or licenses available to foreign nationals to engage in small-scale mining. Yeah.
That was the Minister of Lands, Forestry and Natural Resources, Alhaji Nusa Fuseini.
The Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Immigration Service, Francis Pamdeti, says the service has arrested more than 100 illegal foreigners within the past 2 months. 50 of them, he noted, have been repatriated and the rest are in court. Speaking on Behind the News last night, Mr. Pamdeti said the service needs the collaboration of the public to flush out illegal foreigners in the country. He spoke with Ibrahim Kwati.
The resources of this country and the environment of this is our primary concern. And if something that for the little money they would get, it doesn't matter whether the environment is destroyed. It doesn't matter whether foreigners come and take the jobs that are reserved for locals. It's unfortunate. I think that the media with all key stakeholders, the NGOs, should drum it hard to our people that, listen, the resources we have in this country is for us to manage. And when security services are trying to take people who are not supposed to be in that industry out, we shouldn't, our activity should not be undermined by our own nationals and compatriots.
Mr. Pamdeti, with a seemingly pessimistic picture you are painting, do I say with caution that you have failed in your mandate to bring the situation under control? Because some of your people have also been accused of assisting some of these foreigners in their nefarious activities.
I believe the picture I painted was pessimistic. I don't think that was what I wanted to put across. But I would not say that we have failed in our fight against foreign activities in the mining sector. 2 months ago, we arrested over 125 foreign nationals. As I speak, 80 of them have been repatriated. The rest are in court. So when it comes to the enforcement of the law, I don't think that we have reneged in that mandate of ours. It is not as if the battle is lost, but I think that the concern that is being raised now is for all hands to be on deck.
That was the Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Immigration Service, Francis Pamdeti, talking to Ibrahim Kwati.
still on mining, the Associate Executive Director of WACAM, an NGO, Mrs. Hanausu Kranting, says a lot of mining companies are not conforming to the rules and regulations in the mining sector. She said in a documentary filmed by the two Americans, the poor farmer whose farmland was being destroyed was rather arrested by the police. This means that government agencies that are supposed to protect the people are not doing much. Mrs. Osu Kranting spoke to Ibrahim Kwating on Behind the News.
If we are a state and we cannot protect our citizens, and then allow foreigners to come and then make out all these things that should not happen to humanity. You come from your country and then you start shooting citizens. Not because they are violating any law. You are violating the law. And then you have the audacity to pull arms and then kill people. It's so pathetic. And if you look at those American boys, when they went to this jungle to mine, they started destroying somebody's cocoa farm. The person came there with a cutlass, because normally when community people go to farm, they hold cutlasses, and he wanted to protect his farm. The illegal operators went to the police station and reported him that he came to the place wielding a machete, and he was arrested. Can you imagine this? The illegal operator was not arrested. Is it because we look at fair skin and we think they are gods or what? I just don't understand our mentality and where we are drifting to as a state.
Right, madam, but would you say nevertheless government has done enough to protect farmers whose lands are invaded by these illegal miners?
I haven't seen that happening in the country. In fact, if you go to many of the communities that we work with, their major concern is that their properties are destroyed, and for many years they receive no compensation. Even when they receive compensation, it is not according to the principles laid out in the compensation principles.
Associate Executive Director of WACAM, Mrs. Hanausu Kranting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: security chiefs reassure government of adequate measures to deal with incidents of violence. Government blames unscrupulous individuals for activities of foreigners in illegal mining. SADC procures 270 tractors to help farmers prepare the land for farming. Police raid baby-making factory in Nigeria's Imo State. Kenya appeals to UN Security Council to halt trial against President Uhuru Kenyatta by the ICC. And Russia defends sale of advanced air defense missiles to Syria following Israeli raids on Damascus.
Welcome back. Municipal and district assemblies in the Volta region have been tasked to identify at least two promising entrepreneurs who can be linked with foreign investors towards the socioeconomic advancement of the region. The Volta Regional Minister, Nilaya Futiagbo, said this in Ho at a sensitization workshop organized by the Ghana Investment Promotion Center. He said the Regional Coordinating Council will create the environment that will attract investment so as to generate employment, promote technology transfer, and improve trade and revenue generation for the assemblies. Our Volta Regional Correspondent Komlali Kukubo has filed this report.
The Ghana Investment Promotion Center, GIPC, was re-established in 1994 to promote, facilitate, and encourage investment in some sectors of the economy. It is consequently undertaking programs to sensitize regional coordinating councils and metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies to encourage Ghanaian businesses within their jurisdiction to register with the center and take advantage of incentives provided under Act 478. Nilaya Futiagbo noted that though the region is endowed with a lot of resources, the potential is untapped, resulting in poor local finance resource mobilization of the assemblies, unemployment and underdevelopment. He therefore commended the GIPC for its efforts at attracting investment into the region and called on all stakeholders to support the effort. The Volta Regional Minister hoped that the workshop will be used to create a platform for more vigorous collaboration between other stakeholders and the GIPC to create a more attractive and enabling environment for investment. The Director of Research of the GIPC, Kofi Atiri, called for effective and proactive image building by the local businesses to attract investors.
Komlali Kukubo sent that report.
The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, says government has secured funds to complete the expansion of the Nima Mamobi drain within 20 months. This will stop people from dumping rubbish into drains and also stop the frequent flooding in the area. addressing the media after inspecting some drainage works in the Accra and Tema metropolis, Alhaji Dauda said government will continue with the drainage project until it is able to provide concrete lining for all drainage channels in the country. Sophia Koko and Janet Quist have the details.
The minister, who was accompanied by his deputy, Vincent Opoma Samoa, and some officials from the ministry, first inspected the Achimota Mile 7 drain. The drain was choked with weeds and rubbish from the people living in the community. The assemblyman for the Abofu electoral area, James Akogo, who took the minister and his team to inspect the drain, commended government for starting the drain for the community and appealed for its early completion.
I'll first recommend the government for this good work being to do for us here. The reason I'm saying this thing is I'm born and bred here in this community. Machine has never been to this community to disseal this drain. Talking of last year, 4 people died in my electoral area alone. And then after the desealing this time, the water never got into somebody's room, which has benefited us a lot. This time, plead with the government to come to our aid by helping to construct it fully.
Alhaji Dauda also inspected the Nima Mamubi drain, which was also choked with rubbish. The project, which started in 2011, could not be completed due to financial constraints. The minister assured the community that government has secured funds for the completion of the project. He said when the drain is completed, it will allow free flow of water, which will avoid the frequent flooding in the area.
The essence of it is to abate floods that normally destroy property and in some cases claim life. Under that particular project, we are looking at covering all the drains that will be constructed. And one of the measures under the project to avoid or to prevent floods in Accra is about 5 points where we hold water, so that instead of allowing the flow of water from the headworks downstream, it's to at various points provide ponds into which water will collect, so the velocity of the water will be checked.
Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, ending that report by Sophia Koko and Janet Quist.
The Director of Bridges at the Ghana Highway Authority, Inchi Ususetra, says an alternative route is being prepared at Senchi Cross for the passage of ferries before the Adome Bridge will be closed down. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Inchi said work is expected to start in the first week of July. He said the company that won the bid is on site to put the installation together.
As part of efforts to increase food production in the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority operational areas, the authority has acquired 270 tractors to help farmers plow their land. SADA has also distributed fertilizer and improved seeds to farmers to increase their yield. The chairman, Hassan Andani, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said the authority wants to teach people to fish instead of giving them fish. He talks about how beneficial the interventions have been. Mr. Andani spoke to Asibi Bangui Keller.
Areas where people had lost everything, we literally gave it to them. We gave them improved seeds, gave them fertilizer. We did 10,000 households. Don't know if you go to those households, they'll tell you what. Last year, 2012, we did 16,000 households. Yields increased from 1.2 tons per hectare to 4 to 4.3 tons per hectare. That is life today, as we speak. So you were cropping this area and you were getting 1.2 tons. Improved, we're giving fertilizer. We've made sure that you crop at the right time. 2012, as we speak, November, they harvested per hectare 4.3 tons. They've now said, oh, we've gotten so much maize. If you don't come and buy it from us, we're going to lose. Even to go and market it themselves is a problem. And 1.2 tons to 4.3, the records are available. SADA didn't do it ourselves. We did it through farmer services companies. And they got the records. And the individuals who got the yield, they are there. So, but that's a 4 month, 5 month cycle. The results are there. We started in May, June, July. There was nothing. Now that they're holding the yield, nobody wanted to report the success. We wanted to get as many of the youth to work as possible. So we brought 270 tractors. The idea with the tractors, when they came in last year, it was the beginning of the season. So we advertised and got farmer services companies. These companies are established to be able to go and organize farmers in like 30 kilometer radius into groups. They'll bring the tractors, plow for you, give you the seed, give you the fertilizer, all of which are given by SADA. And then when the farmers harvest, they pick it. As we speak, we hold over 5,000 bags
of maize in Tamale and other storage areas for maize being recovered from the 2012 intervention. If you have to take out poverty, people must learn to build assets. I don't want people to hear that. I want you to feel it.
Well, the chairman of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, Al-Hassan Andani, talking to Asibi Bagunyikela.
The National Health Insurance Authority, NHIA, is to introduce instant biometric ID cards to subscribers. A pilot program will begin this month in the Greater Accra region. The chief executive officer of the authority, Sylvester Mensah, who disclosed this, said the project will be extended across the country by the end of the year. Mr. Mensah was speaking at the commissioning of a call center for the NHIA in Accra. Priscilla Ozo has asked for this report.
As part of efforts in changing the face of the NHIA, it is putting in place some facilities and measures to deal with the challenges. Mr. Mensah stated that one of such challenges is the delaying of issuing ID cards after registration. He said this is why they have introduced biometric cards. Mr. Mensah added that a call center where subscribers can lodge and voice complaints has been put up.
In changing the face of the health insurance scheme, we have also established a claims processing center comparable to any claims processing center anywhere in the world. This essentially is to inject efficiency and cost containment in the management of claims. We have established a call center to ensure that our subscribers have a voice. The idea of establishing the call center is to ensure that we provide a voice for the subscriber to be able to log complaints, to be able to at least to voice out the challenges so as to enable management address those difficulties.
The Minister of Health, Sherry Aiti, who commissioned the facility, stated that the country has come a long way from the cash and carry system, which claimed some lives because of financial constraints. She said from 2008, the number of subscribers moved from 9.3 million to 25.4 million.
Priscilla Ozunsa's report.
On the foreign front, 17 pregnant teenage girls and 11 babies have been rescued from a house in Nigeria's southeastern Imo State. The police say they are looking for a woman suspected of planning to sell their babies. The girls claimed they were fed once a day and were not allowed to leave the home. It is not uncommon for such baby factories to be found in southeastern Nigeria. The rescued girls said they had all been made pregnant by a 23-year-old man who has been arrested.
Kenya is pleading with the UN Security Council to scrap the International Crimes Against Humanity trials against President Uhuru Kenyatta and his Vice President William Ruto. In a letter to the Council, Kenya's ambassador to the UN, Macharia Kamau, said what the country is asking for is not deferral, but immediate termination of the case at The Hague.
Russia has defended the sale of advanced anti-aircraft systems to Syria just days after joining forces with US for a new push to end the civil war through negotiations. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov avoided saying whether those sales included advanced S-300 systems. Israel has asked Russia to cancel what it said was the imminent sale of the S-300 missiles portrayed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as destabilizing to Israel's security.
Voting is underway across Pakistan in a landmark national and provincial elections. The vote marks Pakistan's first transition from one civilian government to another in its 66-year history. However, the run-up to the election has been marred by violence, in which more than 100 people have been killed. Tens of thousands of troops have been deployed at polling stations after the Pakistani Taliban threatened to carry out suicide attacks. Hours before polls opened, Pakistan sealed its borders with Iran and Afghanistan in a bid to keep foreign militants at bay. Officials say the borders would remain closed for the next 3 days.
Now to end the news, the main points again. Government has given the assurance that the security situation in the country is calm despite a few skirmishes in some parts of it. At a meeting, heads of the various security agencies said they are on top of their work and adequate measures are in place to mitigate incidents of violence. The Minister of Lands, Forestry and Natural Resources, Alhaji Nusa Fuseni, has blamed some selfish Ghanaian citizens for the continuous activities of foreigners in illegal mining in the country. Speaking on Behind the News, the minister said without the involvement of the citizens, it will be practically impossible for these foreigners to operate. The Savannah Accelerated Development Authority has procured 270 tractors to help farmers plow their land. This is part of efforts to increase food production in the SADA operating areas. Its chairman, Al-Hassan Andani, said that the authority wants to teach people to fish instead of giving them fish. A baby-making factory has been discovered in Nigeria. Reports say 17 pregnant teenage girls and 11 babies from the factory have been rescued by the police. The rescued girls said they were all impregnated by a 23-year-old man who has been arrested. The woman at the center of the sale of the babies is still at large. And Russia has defended the sale of advanced anti-aircraft systems to Syria. This follows raids on Damascus by Israel. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov avoided saying whether those sales included advanced S-300 systems.